Commensalism is an interaction that benefits one species but has no effect on the other. For each of the cases on this slide, epiphytes that cling to plants, algae growing on a turtle's shell, seeds dispersed on an animal, and transport by hitching a ride, can you think of how the presumed commensalism might actually turn out to have an effect on both species? In each case, think of an experiment you could do to test the assumption of commensalism. I'll start you off with the epiphyte example. The assumption is that an epiphyte, which is a plant growing on the limb of a tree, there's photos of them on the left, benefits by being in a place with lots of light without having to create a trunk of its own, but the presence of the epiphyte does no harm to the tree. However, research is now challenging the assumption that this relationship is truly commensal. Some studies have shown that the weight of the epiphytes may increase the risk of tree breakage. Thus, what appears as a commensalism is actually an antagonism with detriment to the tree. Other studies have shown that epiphytes may accumulate nutrients that the host tree can tap into. In this case, the relationship would become a mutualism. One way you could test this is to remove epiphytes from some trees or from some branches of certain trees and take data on the rate of branch breakage. Do the trees or limbs without epiphytes suffer lower breakage rates? How might you test the mutualism hypothesis that epiphytes are benefiting the tree? Repeat this exercise for the other commensalisms I described. Remember that ecological interactions are many and varied, and many times other species are waiting to take advantage of established relationships. So seemingly benign mutualisms or commensalisms may not always be what they seem. Ecological interactions are ripe areas for research.